This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Wake up! It's time to wake on up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Moody takes a shot, misses, and dribbles it back out unguarded to a corner three and hits it with 8.2 to go. I've never seen that before. And
I've never seen that before either.
Denver will dribble it out. And the final score, 114-105.
Gotta laugh at the pain, unfortunately. Tom Tolbert, Tim Roy on the call last night at 95.7 The Game as your Golden State Warriors fall to the Denver Nuggets, who did not have their two best players. No Nikola Jokic. No Jamal Murray. No problem. 114-105. Major opportunity squandered by the Golden State Warriors as Stephen Curry did not have his best performance. 6 of 21 from him overall. Just 20 points for Steph. He looked exhausted. Steve Kerr echoed those same sentiments. We're going to hear from them. Jimmy Butler actually had a good shooting performance and you squandered that. Oh, and by the way, the Minnesota Timberwolves, yeah, the team that's chasing you, they had lost and you knew that during the game. So Timberwolves lose, create some separation maybe, get a little bit of breathing room in the Western Conference standings. Weren't able to do that, so they remain at the sixth seed, 29-29. A half game up on the Minnesota Timberwolves, who again lost yesterday as well, 40-30. But Joe Shasky, I say to you this morning, and good morning to all of you just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for school. Just disappointing. You know, as a parent, you're a parent now, you're going to be saying that a lot to LJ. You're not mad. You're just disappointed. And that's how I felt yesterday watching that game. Just disappointed. And we got to take a step back here because I know the initial reaction from a lot of people, and I want to hear from the people today. You can call or text the same number, 888-957-9570. And shout out to all of you who are watching us on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing with the dealer. You can be mad, you can be angry, you can be all of those things today. You absolutely can. Fact of the matter is they are 14-2 now in the Jimmy Butler era when Jimmy Butler plays as a Golden State Warrior. So I don't want to get too off the wagon here. But that being said, given the circumstances, given where this team is at, where they want to be, might have been the most disappointing loss of the year so far.
Yeah, and I'm looking squarely in the eyes of Steph Curry and the rest of the squad. Joe, they completely squandered a great opportunity to actually gain some ground here. We yesterday talked about fate and, you know, luck and all that crud. When the door opens for opportunity, you better run through it. And they had an opportunity after the T-Wolves lose to give themselves a little bit of breathing room. Now, look, the sky's not falling. It's not the end of the season. 12 missed free throws and out-rebounded 50-38.
Can't do that.
To me, that was the game. Just watch the game. And now in back-to-back games, Carl Anthony Towns, OG Anunoby, and now in this last game, whoever that dude was with the mustache and the goatee, and and Aaron Gordon dominated them in the paint.
Hunter Tyson, you had Vlatko Chanchar getting some boards there late.
Dominated them in the paint.
Yeah.
There was a sequence where Curry had either a 3-on-2 or a 3-on-1. I have to go back and watch. And he just threw it out of bounds to Jonathan Kuminga. He had Kuminga running on the left-hand side. He just threw it right out of bounds. Draymond, horrible turnover. Now, Dre had moments in this game. Horrible turnover late. Horrible shot selection from this team late. Hated that Moses Moody didn't get checked back into this game earlier. I thought Moses Moody was playing inspired basketball. Kuminga, not great in the first half. Was really good in the second half. Went to Kevon Looney. Kevon can't guard Aaron Gordon. He just can't. I love Kevon Looney.
I don't know if anyone on the Warriors can,
Again, another big, just absolutely, and he's not even that big. Aaron Gordon's just rugged. Throw Quinton Post. I know he got torched early in the game. Go back to Quinton Post. Like, you needed to stretch the floor offensively and get a legitimate seven-footer out there. Bigs are their kryptonite. That's why you don't want to see that team. And I know Jokic wasn't there, so they're going to play different. I understand all that. But when Russell Westbrook is hitting threes late in the game, your head's ready to explode. And I just thought that even though GP2 hit a couple of corner threes in this game and had his moments, I wanted to see Moody out there. And I thought that they waited way too long to put Moody back in the game. It's not the end of the world. I'm not ready to crush Steve Kerr, but there were subtle adjustments, tactician-wise, that I thought they dropped the ball on this one. And anytime they tried to make a run, credit the Nuggets. They hit huge shots in their face.
That's the kind of loss that gives you pause about this team potentially going on a deep run. Not saying they can't, but that's the kind of performance that you put on display yesterday against the Denver Nuggets team, by the way, that lost to the Washington Wizards over the weekend. One of the worst teams in the NBA. Coming to Golden State now on this road trip for them, didn't have their two best players, and what did they do? They got up early, and they never looked back.
I know.
And that's the mark of a championship team for me. I know we were making fun of Michael Malone. That was a hell of a performance from the coaching staff and from all the role players on
that
team
yesterday.
All
those guys hit shots.
All of them made plays. I know you were mentioning Russell Westbrook. The shot really wasn't there until it needed to be late. Hell, even the air ball he had late, Aaron Gordon catches it, gets a layup, and that basically put the game on ice.
And he had, I think, a season high in assists.
16 assists. Well, 16, and Russ has been doing that his whole career. So, like, he is a Hall of Famer. He's one of the. He's a top 75 player. He's an MVP. He's incredible. But the fact that he couldn't hit anything and he's hitting those shots late, it hurts even more. And when your guy, Stephen Curry, is... I think Guru, he texted me yesterday. He's looking like a Harlem Globetrotter out there with some of the moves he's trying to do. It's kind of what he looked like.
Well, they were hunting him.
Just, it was not his greatest performance.
No,
it just
they were
wasn't.
Hunting him like crazy. There were some horrible turnovers. Like, to me, not all turnovers are created equal. You know, like there are some turnovers.
Situationals, yes.
That are just, they're just awful.
Steph, by the way. Seven turnovers for Steph.
They get a stop. And Draymond, I don't even know what he's doing. He's trying to do a full court pass. Like, dude, this is a 7-point game. You know, there's a sequence where Steph Curry, like, does an underhand wannabe Pistol Pete, you know, full outlet that gets completely picked off. And I'm like, guys, this is not the time for the Harlem Globetrotter crap. And then simultaneously, Jonathan Kuminga gets one of the worst whistles in the planet. Jonathan Kuminga got fouled on so many different drive attempts to the lane and can't get a call. Honestly, it drives me crazy. And I know that people are going to lose their minds the first half. It wasn't good for the entire team. It wasn't just Jonathan Kuminga. But I thought he played inspired basketball in the second half. And he had some unbelievable help defensive situations. Swatting balls, double teaming, got a huge strip late in this game. And they had opportunities to climb back into this game. And to me, their half-court execution was atrocious.
most frustrating aspect of last night is what? 888-957-9570. You could pick
there was
a lot.
There was a sequence in the second quarter. Looney missed free throws. Butler missed free throws. Kuminga missed free throws. Everyone, it was a master class in free throw missing.
We call that a disaster class these days. That's what it is. It's a disaster class of losing on how not to win. And you got to wonder, Joe Shasky, and again, I don't want to say this like it's actuality, but, you know, we're human. You get the notification, you're up. This is a big game. This is one of the best teams in the West, the Denver Nuggets. You look at the Western Conference right now, they're the 3 seed. They are really good. They got Nikola Jokic, multi-time MVP. Michael Malone, they've won a title. Jamal Murray. You get the notification. If you're a fan, mm-hmm. if you're a Golden State Warriors player, no Jokic, no Murray.
Yeah, they took their foot off
Is that what I'm getting at. Do you think they saw that and thought that, wow, well, this game just lost some juice, so I don't know if I'm going to be as up for it as I normally would have.
That
can't be an excuse.
No, it can't. But I thought credit Denver early in the game. They went right at Quentin Post. They went right at Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And they basically, you know, put the fear of God into Steve Curry.
And that's Michael Malone putting his fingerprint on the game early. And he said, go at these guys.
But they didn't go back to him. And yeah. I think that they needed to go back to Quentin Post for two reasons. Number one, you got to get this guy baptized and ready to go for the playoffs. That's number one. Because you can't become a guy who's not useful. You got to go back to the Rook and give him a chance. He didn't go back to him. I get why. He's got Kevon Looney in his back pocket. I understand his point of view. I would have went back to him because the spacing on offense was congested. When you play Draymond, Looney, and GP2 out there simultaneously, even if GP2 is hitting a couple shots, you saw how many times did GP2 get the ball in the corner, dribble, look down, look around. No one's closing out on him. Now, he hit a couple of threes, and I'm glad that he did.
8 of 10 overall. GP2 did his part.
No, he looked good. But I'm saying late in that game,
he was hesitant.
He passed up a couple.
He did.
And I thought that Moses Moody is the guy that you need to play in that particular situation because I thought Moses Moody was also giving me the hustle effort. There was a play. Jimmy Butler dove on the ground and was wrestling for the ball. Then here comes Moody. He dives on the ground. Moody wants it. And I get frustrated because I feel at times he gets overlooked. And I thought that yesterday was a game I wanted to see him get back into it a little early.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Shout out to them. I'm sure they were crushing it in Sunnyvale and San Francisco yesterday. St. Patty's Day. Hope you all had a lovely and safe St. Patrick's Day. It would have been a lot more fun had the Golden State Warriors done their part, but they didn't. 114-105 loss to the Denver Nuggets. It feels psychological at this point. Like, nine straight losses to this team. 6 consecutive games you've lost to Denver at home now. And now you're 0-2 in the season series. The third and final one's coming up on April 4th. Shout out my brother Rob. That's his birthday. At Chase Center. And that marks the 4th consecutive season the Warriors have lost the season series of the Denver Nuggets. 4 consecutive seasons. You just can't get over the hump against this team.
It feels like every time yesterday, whether it was the first half, but specifically the fourth quarter, the Warriors would go on a run and an immediate 3-ball answer from the Nuggets. They did a great job answering and kind of basically calming the waters. And look, the sky's not falling.
No.
They're still in a good spot. It's just a squandered opportunity that kind of was driving me crazy. And I go to my top dog in Steph Curry, and I'm like, that was a game, Steph, where I needed you to defer a little to Jimmy. I wanted to see you defer and just play within the fabric of the game. Look, he's an all-time great. You know, me even trying to critique his game sounds foolish. I'm not saying he's not the best. All those things are true. Yesterday, he didn't have it. And I thought yesterday, I'm looking at him, and I thought he really let this team down.
I mean, let's just call it what it is.
It's one game.
Let's call it what it is. He looked old yesterday.
That happens.
He's 37 years old.
He made bad decisions.
He did. It just wasn't again, that goes to fatigue. When you start getting fatigued,
it's
again,
true.
You're a coach, you start making lazy passes, lazy decisions, and that's what it looked like yesterday.
I watched him I think he had a blue sweatsuit on the bench yesterday. I thought they missed Pajemski. They missed Pajemski's hustle and energy because that was a team that was out hustling you and just way more rugged in the paint than you yesterday. And I thought they missed his calming presence as a secondary playmaker or primary playmaker in the half court.
So they're saying that he's going to probably make his return tonight, and they need him against the Milwaukee
Bucks.
They
desperately need
him. The team he grew up in the state of Wisconsin, of course, Brandon Pajemski. So they desperately need him back, his energy, his hustle effort, absolutely, his rebounding effort. As yesterday, you saw the total rebounds and just the offensive glass in general just dominated just dominated by the Denver Nuggets.
There were like four guys hanging off.
19 offensive rebounds.
There were four or five guys hanging off Aaron Gordon, and he still gets reverse layups, you know, going up with other hands.
There was a sequence there. There was a sequence there late in the fourth quarter where he literally got an offensive board, and it was like a triangle around him of Gary Payton, I think it was Moses Moody, and Kevon Looney. No one could do anything. No. He just jumped over all of them.
And his ability to guard 3, 4, and 5 makes him a very unique player.
Very unique. 38 points. God.
Similar to OG Anunoby, like he's a bigger body. He's going to try to bang. You know, like he's a really good. He's the type of player that destroys them. He's not this guy, but like go back in time. Tristan Thompson. And if I say that name, you're like, ah, you start to, you know, old Warrior fans do the same and they cringe. Those guys, those glass eaters, you know,
yeah.
They're not that great against other teams, but for whatever reason against us, they destroy us. Aaron Gordon dominated us yesterday and they didn't have an answer. They had Guy Santos on them. And after one or two possessions in the fourth quarter, I was like, all right, I like Guy as a ninth man. Check him out. Just try Quentin Post on him. Need a legit 7-footer to alter shots.
Absolutely. By the way, I love these little, because we get these little notes, Sam prints them out for
us. Give them to me.
Golden State fell to 0-5 on the season when committing 20 plus turnovers. Well, yeah, you're probably not going to win many games when you turn the ball over 20 plus times. Oh, by the way, the team you're going up against also had 20 turnovers in the Denver Nuggets. But you know what? I'll say this for Denver. The hustle opportunities that I just saw, the second chance opportunities, yeah, they have size with Aaron Gordon, but it was their activity and the energy level that I felt from them from start to finish that I didn't see from Golden State, a team that, maybe I will say this, that felt like they were resting on their laurels a little bit yesterday. That, hey, we're 14-1, or we're 13-1 heading in this game, 14-1, I guess. 14-1 heading in this game when Jimmy Butler plays. We know who we are. Yeah, you know, we haven't played the greatest teams, but you know what? We're flexing on teams. We're stunting on them. We got Draymond doing the night-night. We're feeling good about ourselves. You know, the Nuggets haven't looked good. They barely beat the Lakers C-squad. You know, they lost to the Washington Wizards. We should handle this team at home, right? No Jokic, no Murray. They looked like they went into that game thinking that they were going to get the win, and you can't do that in the NBA.
Well, I think
you can't do that.
They also thought they would be able to string together, you know, X amount of stops and go on a little run late, and they just kept getting in their own way. I think it was Kevon Looney with an offensive foul on an illegal screen, and Curry hits a circus shot. That was like the only shot, really, that you felt like he was going to hit in that fourth quarter late.
15 minutes, I should say, from Kevon off the bench. He did hit a couple shots, 6 points, 7 boards for Kevon, 4 offensive rebounds. But again, the size, it was on full display
it's
yesterday.
It's not even his fault. I want to make this clear. I'm not crushing Kevon. That is the kind of player they really struggle against.
Well, that's, again, like we were talking about when it was the Anthony Davises of the world now, but you're going to be seeing the size of the West. Like, that is going to be a team you're going to be playing potentially in the first round. And if I watched that game yesterday, I'm a Golden State Warriors fan, I have a little slight pause today waking up when I'm like, man, we were feeling so good yesterday. We were gassing up this entire team. They've only had one loss when Jimmy Butler plays as Warrior. Like, the sky's the limit. And then I felt like yesterday might have been a slight reality check. Man, maybe that's too strong. And if you disagree, 888-957-9570, but you had everything working in your favor yesterday, and for you to lay an egg like that, it's borderline unacceptable.
So for me, look, I get where you're coming. It's a crummy, missed opportunity.
Vlatko Chanchar can't be a better player than on my bench.
No,
like,
no
who?
Doubt. But to me, this was one of those games I needed Jimmy to maybe become the focal point down the stretch and not Steph. And I actually think at the end of the day, and maybe I'm getting too deep into this, it might not be the worst loss if it forces, hey, Steph don't got it tonight. Let's run things through Jimmy late in the game, because I thought that that's what they needed to do. Like, I'm being real. Steph was driving me crazy. It's okay. He's an all-time legend. We love him. But not every night is your night.
No, it's a good point. I mean to cut you off there because you're right. I wonder if Jimmy's the one that's being more hesitant on that. I mean, he's new to all this. He doesn't want to he doesn't want to overstep. He doesn't want to, he knows it's Steph's team. He said that when he came here. He's like, pass the ball to Steph, get out of the way. But Jimmy, I'm actually going to need Steph to pass you the ball and maybe everyone else get out of the way.
100%.
Like, there needs to be some give and take there, especially because, not that that was a playoff type of game, but that is kind of the game you're going to see, like, when it comes to the points and late in the game, like, when we just need a bucket and we need to slow things down, like, I need the ball in Jimmy's hands.
I just thought the guys...
Steph didn't have it.
I thought the guys played better without Steph on the floor. And that doesn't happen often.
Well, no,
okay, this is a very unique thing.
We've said that a couple times in the last couple weeks.
I just thought that the rest of the team was playing better without him on the floor. That doesn't mean that I don't want him on the floor. He checks back in. But I need him to also understand, like, it doesn't have to be the Steph show when we're chasing down seven. Make the right high IQ basketball plays and let the game come to you. And I thought yesterday he just forced it a little.
888-957-9570 up against it. We're going to take a quick break.
We love him. I know it sounds sacrilege to even critique Steph Curry, but he had a bad game.
It's okay.
Down the stretch, I thought he didn't bring it.
It's okay. The greats have bad games. You can call it. We're not crushing Steph. We're not saying, oh, this guy's not a Hall of Famer anymore. This guy stinks. No, he had a bad game. It's okay. 6 of 21 overall for Steph Curry is not good. 4 of 14 from beyond the arc is definitely not good for Stephen Curry. 20 points overall for him, but 7 turnovers is the number I'm looking at in that box score. 23 for Jimmy Butler, who led all scorers for Golden State. 888-957-9570. The Denver Nuggets win 114-105. The short-handed Denver Nuggets. What was the most frustrating aspect of last night's game for you? And is it time to have a conversation when it comes to Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry? And who should be having the ball late in some of these late game situations when Steph clearly didn't have it? We'll discuss that on the other side. That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types, welcome.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Darkness, the Westbrook wide open. Gordon doesn't take the shot. Pump fake, steps in, throws it off the glass to himself. Got the rebound, throws it out to Tyson for three, and it's no good. And the Warriors are flat-footed again. Porter Jr. with the rebound. Blocked inside by Moody. Gets Curry, throws it away. Threw it right to Tyson. Another turnover for Curry. He's got three in this quarter.
Nine times. Still Dub Nation is Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Great song. Tim Roy on the call. Brandon Pajemski hopefully back tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. He was questionable yesterday. Obviously dealing with the back problem the last week or so. So hopefully we get pods tonight. Will we get Stephen Curry tonight? I don't know. Steve Kerr mentioned yesterday that he saw an exhausted Stephen Curry. Steph, push back slightly. We'll hear from some of that sound here as we get Steve Kerr, Draymond, Steph, Jimmy Butler. We'll get all their thoughts here. I want to get the people's thoughts, though, today, Joe Shasky.
I do want to hear from them.
888-957-9570. Same number to call or text, 888-957-9570. Like, what's pissing you off? What's bugging you most about yesterday's? And we have a game that lost.
Squandered the opportunity.
Like, there's a lot. We have a YouTube poll up. Is this a YouTube poll question? Thumbs up. That's in my box. Matt Nahegan. Yes? This is the YouTube poll that's in my chat right now? Yes? Thumbs up? No, it's not? Okay, they're just questions. What's the thing that's bugging you the most? Is it the lack of energy in the first quarter? Lack of, like, just thought you can waltz in there and
I'll
beat a shorthanded
is.
One? Is it the lack of defense on Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter Jr.? The turnovers, the bad, just Steph, Draymond, 20 turnovers. There's so many things you can pick and choose.
The pace
in that game.
For me. The pace. Draymond and Steph were playing at a rapid pace unnecessarily. And I thought when you're chasing, you're down 7, you're down 9, you're down 5, you're down 7, you're down 9, you're down 5. Be methodical. Yeah. You get a stop against a team that you struggled to get stops against. That's not the time to throttle down. No. You're not the 2019 Warriors. Like, to me, that was the time to, like, all right, slow it down, put the ball into the hands of Jimmy, and let's get a good half-court set going here. And I thought yesterday that Steph and Dre, though Dre had moments, don't get me wrong, just some bad, awful, quick, rushed, bombs-away threes and passes, and it just unnecessarily reckless is the way I would describe their offensive sets down the stretch.
Why it's really frustrating, too, is if you just look at the schedule coming up, like, you got the notification, man, no Jokic, no Murray. It's like, all right, well, this game lost some of the juice, like, that sucks. But what you texted in the thread I thought was interesting. You're like, no, you need to blow this team out tonight.
Yes.
Like, this is, like, if you don't blow this team out, like, we didn't even mention lose the game, because God forbid you lose a game like that, but you need to blow this team out. The way you've been playing, the way the Nuggets have been playing heading into this game, and now they don't have the 3-time league MVP, mm-hmm. they don't have Jamal Murray, one of the best sharpshooters in the game when he's on, they don't have those two players, and you have Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, and all your guys outside of Brandon Pajemski are healthy, you have Jonathan Kuminga back, and you lose? Like, yeah, now the pressure's on tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. When this was going to be the gimme one, maybe, if you got greedy here late. Because you know you got the Raptors finishing up this homestand. You got the Hawks, the Heat, the Pelicans. You play a bunch of bad teams after that. That's why this little stretch, talking about the Knicks, Nuggets, Bucks, we were talking about it, Joe Shasky said, we're going to find out something about this team. Now, does it mean that this team still can't go on a deep run? I'm not saying that. But the first time they actually felt like adversity against a legit playoff team without their two best players, they couldn't punch back. They got punched in the face early yesterday and couldn't quite punch back or get off the mat. And that is what's disappointing me today.
To me, it's the same script that's been beating them for a decade. Big, physical, rugged, underneath the hoop basket getters that are fours or fives, whether it's Anthony Davis, OG Anunoby, and Cat the other night, or last night, Aaron Gordon, and whoever the heck that other guy was. They destroyed them around the rim with four Warriors hanging off their shoulders. And they don't have an answer for it. I don't think they have a player on their roster. This is kind of why I wanted to see Quentin Post. Like, maybe just being a seven-footer and being physical and being in the muck, maybe that helps him out. Dre cannot do it alone. And I think that the evidence is pretty, it's pretty extensive. Big, athletic, rugged bigs give them crazy trouble.
Yeah.
And that team yesterday, Denver, they shot the lights out.
They did. No,
and so you couldn't really go zone and double that guy underneath because they were kicking it out and hitting timely threes. Michael Porter Jr., who's an absolute cone on defense, hit a couple of big shots. And this random guy, what's the guy's name? Watson.
Peyton
he hit
Watson.
A big shot late.
Yeah.
Tyson hit shots early and late.
Chanchar had some big offensive
boards.
Russ
was outstanding. I thought his energy was outstanding, and I hate losing to him.
I know. Well, that... Talk about one of the guys that just, like, and he can't shoot. He couldn't shoot for a lick yesterday until he did, and then they were just backbreakers. And then he has 16 assists, 12 boards, and you know you're going to get that. And that is something I will give credit to Russell Westbrook. In an era where teams and players just let their foot off the gas at times. And again, I think we saw that from the Warriors in that first half, where it felt like that was just a letdown of a game. I know what I'm going to be getting with a guy like Russell Westbrook every single game, and I would never question the effort of a player like that.
There
ever.
Were moments in this game late.
He was
in the
a leader
third...
yesterday for that team.
Yeah, there he was. Yeah. There were moments in this game late in the third quarter where they were kind of searching, and Buddy Hield had multiple opportunities to knock down three, and he couldn't hit the right side of a barn.
No.
And I hate to say this, but like in these tight games, if Buddy ain't hitting, we're in trouble.
It's again, and that you're missing again another guy, another depth piece, and a Brandon Pajemski yesterday. Absolutely, who could have helped in a game like that? James is in Ohio. He wants to talk about what's bugging him the most and what's bugging you, James. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, morning, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, so for me, it's easy. You guys touched on it right at the beginning of today's show. It's the decision-making was just so bad. Every time we went to go on a run, we closed it to 7. Full court pass, oh, that's what we need to do right now. Then you had Steph's underhand pass, which is full court. And it's like we're trying to cheat our way back into the game rather than just sitting down, getting a stop, and then, again, hitting the open shots. Buddy wide open there in the second half. Steph had a wide open three in the second half. It's like, you're not going to capitalize on the moments that you give it. What's it even matter?
That's a good point. That's James in Ohio.
They were
appreciate
getting leakouts. They got leakouts at points in the game.
They've been doing that a lot, the cherry picking.
Yeah.
Especially since the acquisition of Jimmy Butler. You see it every single game.
The Nuggets got back in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
And Draymond and Steph both had big, like I would call just reckless throw-it-ahead turnovers that were unnecessary given that point in the game and how important that possession
Jimmy
was.
Jimmy Garoppolo type of interceptions.
It really was.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's – and again – talk about what's bugging you today at 888-957-9570. Shout out at Co Pest Control, by the way. What's bugging you? You can do the round on the table. That's fine. There's a lot. There's a handful of things. What's bugging me today is...
That sounded like a raccoon, not even a rat.
Well, those bug me too, the raccoons. We don't get into that. The trash
very heavy rat.
Yeah, right. Trash pandas. But what's bugging me today is that we squandered that game, and we might not have Steph Curry today, Joe Shasky, and which is now... feeling like a lot bigger game. Like, this was going to be the game, like, it would be gravy at this point because you take care of the Knicks, then you beat the Nuggets. Like, okay, maybe you rest some guys. Maybe you don't beat the Bucks, and that would stink. But you know what? It's the Bucks. They have Giannis. They have Dame. Like, okay. But now you might not have Steph, and you got your head coach saying Steph looks exhausted.
I'm so upset!
Yeah, that's not good. And I'm going to play what Steve Kerr had to say yesterday after the game in regards to Steph maybe resting tonight's game against the Milwaukee Bucks, which you'll hear. Cool. Right here on 95.7 The Game.
If the Clippers win and you lose, all of a sudden you're in the 8th seed.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that like the margin of error is so much thinner than we want to give it credit
for. And that's why it's frustrating. I'll play the sound in a second, but you lose and you saw the Minnesota Timberwolves lose. You could have created some separation. Oh, it's so frustrating, man. Steve Kerr, is Steph going to play? Oh, can you turn on my thing, Sam? I'll restart it. Don't worry. It's all right. I'll restart it. We'll do it again. We good? All right. Let's go.
Potentially. I don't know what, you know, I got to talk to Rick, but he's exhausted right now. So we've got to absolutely consider giving him a night, getting him rejuvenated for the sake of him and our, you know, the remainder of our games. But we'll see. But I think he's been tired the last few games. And so we've got to find a way to get him his juice back. He's tired. Been carrying us for a month. He's been amazing. He's tired. So we got to get him. We got to get him some rest. You can see it. He doesn't have his energy right now.
Well, that's interesting because Stephen Curry responded to what Steve Kerr had to say in regards to him saying Steph looks tired the last month. Well, Steph says he feels fine.
I feel fine. Obviously, I didn't play great at all, so everybody's going to, including coach, is going to try to figure out why. And mostly the turnovers, dumb plays all night, but had a really good run. You expect to have a level of consistency and whatnot, so when it doesn't happen, it becomes a question. I feel like more so my back that I was dealing with the last couple of days, see how that responds tomorrow. Otherwise, feel pretty solid.
Well, wait, real quick. He says he feels fine, but then at the very end, he's like, yeah, my back. I was like, well, so you're not fine, then, Steph. And I get it. He doesn't want to make excuses. He's one of the best players in the NBA. Like, those guys don't like the LeBrons of the world, the guys that are older. They're not trying to use excuses. They're not trying to hear that because everyone's tired at this point in the season. But it is incumbent on Steve Kerr to protect his star player from himself at this point. I would rest him tonight. I would.
his giant Achilles heel is not defense. It's not. I'm telling you, it's so obvious. It's ball security.
Yeah.
He's
always had that hole in his
game. He's got like a Brett Favre quality.
Yeah.
You know, Brett had the most touchdowns at one time and the most interceptions in the league. Like, his turnover, he had one at the top of the key on just a simple, he just predictably threw it to him. And this is where I push back on people. The greatest point guard of all time. Look, he's a great player. All time great. I don't know if he's five, top 10. I don't know.
He's top 10.
But to say point guard, no great point guard. Okay, pure point guard, because I don't think he's a pure point guard. I think he's kind of a combo. He can be a point. He can be an off-ball guard. He's all over the place. He's an old category. But to be a pure point guard, you can't be that reckless with the ball. You just can't.
It's interesting comparing the two, again, point guards yesterday.
Am I tripping?
No, you're not, because Russell Westbrook also had 7 turnovers, and he'd had some boneheaded plays, but the 16 assists speak for themselves. He was constantly looking
and
at his...
And hustling. Diving on the floor.
12 rebounds. 4 offensive rebounds for Russell Westbrook yesterday. The only other person on the Warriors that had 4, or was close to that, was Kevon Looney with 4. And then you had Jimmy Buckets with 3 offensive rebounds. And again, Guy Santos with 1, but Guy Santos wasn't really doing much yesterday. 0 points for him. 14 minutes. Probably a little bit too much Guy Santos. Not enough Moses Moody for my liking.
Joey, the number one need for this team next year, they need another shooter somewhere, another shooter, and they need a pogo stick big desperately.
888-957-9570. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side. Should Stephen Curry play today, or should Steve Kerr protect him from himself? Steph says he feels fine. Is he fine? Yesterday was not a great shooting performance from him. Not a great performance overall as the Warriors fall 114-105 to the Denver Nuggets. We'll pick up that conversation. Plus, Jimmy Buckets. Does he need to be a little more selfish late in these games? I'm not mad at that. Let's talk about it. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky. That's what's coming up next. Brought to you by Live Source Water System.
Gordon dribbles left, waits, steps in, feeds Westbrook. He'll just fire it up at the rim and it went in.
Okay.
That's your game right there.
There's your sign.
Yep.
There's your sign.
A golden opportunity went by the boards tonight for Golden State. They're down 112-102.
Good morning, Rose. This is the Morning Rose with Joe Saboni and Joe Svasky. We'll be right back after the break.
I love that we play that when we come back from the break. As we're broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios, it is Spadoni and Shasky Morning Rose. Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors fall 114-105.
It's an appropriate song.
Why?
Yeah. That's how I was feeling when I was watching this.
That was
because I was watching Denver take our money.
That was the worst impression of the song I've ever heard.
My wife loves this song.
Paper Planes by MIA. Yeah, it's a good one. But you didn't know who Michael Bublé was.
I had no idea.
Did you learn?
So then I asked Michelle who Michael Bublé was.
She knew, right?
She knew exactly who he was and said that her family member, Melanie, absolutely loves
told
Michael
you.
Bublé.
He's,
I saw this NHL video somehow, it came onto my Instagram feed.
He's Canadian,
like,
so
scrolling.
He's big into hockey.
And he was on mushrooms at the NHL All-Star Game.
There you go. Hey, microdosing.
There you go.
He goes by Mike with me because we're tight. We met at Disneyland, so we're pretty cool. For those of
like
you,
Mike Bolton.
Yeah, exactly. For those of you who don't know why we're talking about this, because I did a name drop yesterday of Michael Bublé meeting him, and no one on the show knew who he was, and I felt attacked, and I didn't like that. So thank you, Michelle, for having my back. He is famous. All right. Speaking of famous, Stephen Curry might be one of the most famous individuals in sports right now. And he had a bad game yesterday, 20 points for Steph. And, you know, a shorthanded Nuggets team coming off the loss that they were coming off and winning the game like that really puts pressure on tonight's game. Milwaukee Bucks, again, Warriors Live, 6 o'clock with that, 7 o'clock tip right here on 95.7 The Game. We'll have all of that coverage. Giannis in town, Dame and co. Like, they're a team you still got to worry about. Like, I know the Bucks have been disappointing and they've been up and down all season. They're the fourth seed. In the Eastern Conference right now. They're around the same record as you. They're 38-29. Like, you cannot let your foot off the gas. You're clinging to the sixth spot in the West right now. You're a loss away from falling out all the way to the eighth seed. Like, the vibes are great. You're 14-2 when Jimmy Butler plays, but you had such a hole that you dug yourself prior to Jimmy being here that you can't afford to slack off, especially yesterday. So them slacking off the way that they did put so much pressure on tonight. And we got the head coach saying maybe he's going to rest Stephen Curry. Like, I don't know if you can afford to do that. 888-957-9570, call or text. Do you rest Stephen Curry tonight, or do you push through tonight and maybe rest him on Thursday instead?
I don't even know if you can rest him at all. They're in just such a tough spot here. And that loss is just so frustrating.
On a multitude of levels.
Look, Thursday, they play the Raptors, right?
Yeah.
And on paper, you're like, oh, it's the Raptors. They lost to the Raptors.
You can't sleep on anyone.
In one of the worst losses of the season.
They just lost to a Nuggets team that we've been crushing for the last week because they have no depth. And then they lost their two best players. And then that crappy depth that everyone was talking about just flexed on you.
Aaron Gordon
had
one of the best games of his career.
Of his career. He was 3 points shy, I think, of a career high in scoring. Like, 38 points, 14 of 23. He took over that game. He did have 7 turnovers. But when he had the ball in the hands is that much. Like, that was a game where Denver flexed on everyone, said, yeah, we're still a team to mess with, and maybe you should talk about us like the team that everyone should be fearing in the West. And you know what? Maybe I was drinking the Kool-Aid of seeing how good this team was the last few weeks, Joe Shasky, and seeing how poor Denver played. And maybe I just slept on the fact that the Denver just has ownage on the Golden State Warriors. I thought this was a different team. I thought this Jimmy Butler Warriors team was different, and I wasn't going to use that same lens I've been using this Warriors team the last, you know, couple weeks. Nine times. Ownage. That's a psychological thing that I hope when they play them again, which is another month on April 4th, they need to beat that team. Like they need that psychological hurdle to jump over. Kind of like not like for like the same, but almost like the Chiefs with the Niners. Like, I just need to see them beat them one time. Can they do that? Because if they can't do that in the regular season, what makes you think they're going to do it in the playoffs?
It's
right?
A fair point. It's a fair point. Unlike the Chiefs-Niners, like, you do have Steph and you do have Jimmy, right? So it's different. You've got...
Oh, Kyle Shanahan, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, but quarterbacks, I mean, we know.
Brock Purdy.
Let me play devil's advocate here. Last night was bad, and trust me, there are some things that are Achilles heels for this team. Turnovers and stopping rugged big men. Like, there's those things are going to continue being problems, it feels like. But the three-point ball, when you get no threes from Buddy, none from Quinn Post, none from Draymond, obviously a poor Steph performance shooting the threes, none from Gee, none from Jonathan Kuminga, like some of those guys are going to hit a couple threes. So the law of averages tells you you're going to shoot a little better.
JK, by the way, the only one in the plus figures and the plus minus, which is not the end all be all, but
I thought he played unbelievable help defense in the second half.
I did too.
First
half was not his greatest.
No.
But again,
nobody played good in the first half.
This is his third game back. Like, let's take a deep breath here with Jonathan Kuminga. But no one, to your point, 13 points for him off the bench, 4 assists.
How about the left-handed like layup that he like finger rolled and got fouled?
I was exactly. Going to the paint. Like, he got 8 free throw attempts. Now, he needs to make more of them, 5 of 8, but you expect that kind of from Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, but he does have to shoot better.
He does have to, but notice Jimmy Butler. 4 misses for Jimmy? You can't have that.
No doubt. And Kevon Looney, too.
And Draymond Green.
No doubt.
Like Gary Payton. Like, no one else can make a free throw for and ones. Like,
he misses that and one late. I mean, he gets the layup, Draymond, and he misses the free throw.
Right.
It's a big play.
It is.
And then on the inbound play, Draymond getting called for an offensive foul. Yeah. It just can't happen. It just can't happen.
Draymond Green, the aforementioned, talking about after the game, a mental letdown, he's calling it, by the team.
Definitely, but, you know, they still have an MVP, still have high-caliber players. We just got to be better in that situation. I think they did a lot of things to screw us up, and then once the team get in the rhythm there, got some really good NBA players over there, so once the team get in the rhythm, it's hard to break it, and they got into a rhythm fast.
It threw me off there for a second. I was like, wait, Jokic didn't play? Oh, yeah, Russell Westbrook has an MVP. That's right. That's who he's alluding to. I was like, let's relax here. I don't think it's a Russell Westbrook MVP type of season for him, but he... To his credit, that was a vintage Russell Westbrook game where I know, and he's 36 years old, by the way. He's going to be 37 this year, same age as Steph. But the energy level for Russ, I will never question. And that is something, and today, again, I mentioned earlier, when I saw a lackadaisical effort early on for the Warriors where their energy level at home on a Monday was low, I didn't see that from Russell Westbrook early on. And I think that fed to the rest of the roster, and I just didn't see that. Conversely with Golden State, Joe Shasky. It's disappointing at home.
I can't stand Russ, but I also acknowledge I've been to 3 games, home games, for the Warriors against Russ over the years. He is one of the great WWE-like characters. No, I mean this in a good way. In a league where I have no idea who's playing on a given night, I know if he's suiting up, he is going to be giving me all of the antics to the crowd. He'll hit a shot and he'll like, shh, the crowd. He hit a three late and was doing the three thing. He understands how to play the villain role to perfection. And in a league where I question the effort of a lot of players, I don't ever question his effort.
No.
I question shot selection,
decision making,
and his hubris, and things like that.
As a teammate, low-key, too, sometimes.
But you know what? I do respect the hell out of him, and I'm with you on that. And I think as his career has gone on, and I've got a chance to watch him for almost two decades now, like, there is something to be said. Russ is an all-time competitor.
Yes.
We can argue about all the flaws in his game and where he stacks up amongst his own contemporaries as one of the great players. And the MVP award, looking back on it, we can retcon and say it was fake. Look, he earned it. You know, I'm going to give him credit.
He averaged a triple-double for a season.
Yeah, he earned it. But the guy plays hard as hell, and I do respect him.
And again,
I do.
That's why it was so frustrating watching that effort on the other side because, quite frankly, Denver, they could have rolled over in that game. They didn't have their two best players. They're on the road against the hottest team in the NBA. Now that the Cavs lost, the Warriors were the hottest team in the NBA. And they had all the reasons to, coming off a disappointing loss in Washington, against Washington, I should say, when Jordan Poole had an amazing shot. Like, they had all the reason to lay down yesterday, and they didn't. And the Golden State Warriors played like a team resting on their laurels and was buying into the hype yesterday. And you can't do that right now. You can't buy into your own hype when you're still clinging to a sixth seed in the West when the Minnesota Timberwolves, who lost yesterday, are a half game back. The Los Angeles Clippers have won three in a row. The Clippers have won three in a row, and all of a sudden they're just a game back from you. And do the Clippers have the season series over them? Am I tripping, or do the Warriors have it? Can we get on the crack staff at the back? Please get that to me if you can. But no, that, again, like,
you said please at least.
Please, I'm sorry. You're right. I need to be more
polite.
You
said please.
Oh, I did. Okay, thank you. But that's, again, another layer to this is you're not out of the woods. Like, just because you've been this damn good, and I think a lot of Warriors fans are looking, it's like, wow, we've won so much, but we haven't gained this much ground because the West is so deep. Yeah, if this was the East, you'd be chilling. But you're not in the East. This is the West, and for the entirety of, you know, Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson when he was here, Draymond, like, all the, like, the West is a dogfight. And now more than ever, when you look at these teams, the Nuggets, the Lakers won again yesterday. They're looking like, with Luka back, Luka's finally finding his footing there. Him and Reeves, they're doing something, right? The Grizzlies, and then the Rockets, they've won seven in a row. They're the hottest team in the West now. Like, just very frustrating yesterday. I'm frustrated just talking about it. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Joe Shasky.
So it's 94-85, and he subs Curry in for GP2 and Buddy Hield in for Moody. Okay, and Buddy just didn't have it going. And I didn't love that. All
it's
right,
the Buddy Hield experience, unfortunately, and that's just what we've come to. It is what it is at this point.
I know you're searching for him to hit a bucket or two. Like, I understand that. And then he subs out Jimmy Butler and subs out Draymond Green in the consecutive minutes after that. And I didn't like their combinations with 8 minutes to go till the end of the game. I understand that you went with Quint Post early and he got cooked, and he did. He got attacked. He got blitzed really hard. You need to go back to the young man. For the spacing on offense to free things up, if you looked at their half-court offense, it was so congested. And I just didn't love the combinations. I thought they waited too long to sub Moody back in. I thought that I understand why you try to give Jimmy a blow, but Jimmy needed to go back into that game. And I thought they went with Looney a little too long as well. And I just, look, it's easy to play, you know, Monday morning quarterback the day after. I'm talking about in real time. You saw, I was texting the group thread. I'm like, get Jimmy right back into this game. Yeah. This is a must win. I'll worry about tomorrow and my combinations and my lineups tomorrow. And I thought that it was twofold. Number one, you didn't have a big. Number two, you didn't have the comprehensive spacing offensively, and it was super stagnant. And if Buddy's not going to hit any shots, no one's going to guard him. If GP2 is going to be passing up that corner three, which he was taking earlier in the game, no one's going to guard him. And so I think you're making things more difficult on a night where Curry clearly doesn't have it. I needed Jimmy to be the focal point of the half-court offense. And I kind of needed Steph to defer to him a little.
888-957-9570. Stephen Curry potentially not playing today. We'll see if Steve Kerr is going to hold him out. Is that the right move? You know, you saw him struggle yesterday. He's been dealing with the back. Like, is it time to protect Steph from himself when it comes to these games? Or are you saying, hey, no, 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 no?
Like, we need Steph. Like, this is, this Bucks game tonight has almost turned into a gotta have it. I'm not going to say a must win, but it's a gotta have it. Yesterday turned from a gotta have it to a must win when I saw that Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray were not playing in that game. Like, that's when I was like, okay. And I was fully on board with what you said in the text thread, where it's like, you better blow this team out. That's... flex your muscles on them. Again, it goes back to the mentality of this team, right? Nine straight losses to one opponent. I don't care who it is. It does something to you. There was an element of this.
Nine times.
Shout out Ferris Bueller, right? Like, the Spurs for the longest time. How many was it in a row against the Warriors in San Antonio? It was something ridiculous.
It was like 25.
It was ridiculous.
It wasn't games. It was years.
It was years.
It was literally like 25 games in a row
It was insane. Yeah. Like, they couldn't beat them there. And there was that mental hurdle that they had to get over to beat that team. And eventually, you know, they beat them in the playoffs. And, you know, Kawhi Leonard, he gets hurt. Is also the rest is history. But there is a mental aspect to that that I do believe they need to clear if they... Because let's be honest, like, the season ended today. Look at the Western Conference standings. You're playing them in the first round. Do you like your chances?
That's the one team, even more so than OKC, because of the rugged big. Now, I know Hartenstein is going to be a rugged big in his own right.
Yeah.
But, like, Aaron Gordon has destroyed the Warriors. Destroyed them. And we know what Jokic can do. I mean, the guy's averaging 30, 12, and 10 or whatever the hell it is.
Two big bodies right there.
And with their spacing, with the shooting, if guys are hitting shots, that is a deadly team. And again, I'm looking at the Warriors, and I think that their defensive strategy, I'm talking about Denver's, they were like, Buddy Hield, we'll let him shoot all day. We're never going to guard Kevon Looney. We're not going to guard Gui Santos. We're not going to guard GP2. So the lineups that you have offensively, there's some give and take here. If you're not going to get stops on defense, you got to give your best offensive lineup out there. And again, I keep going back to these subs. 4-minute mark, you bring back, because Draymond had foul trouble, you bring back Draymond Green for Looney, Kuminga for Buddy Hield, but you go to GP2 for Santos. I wanted Moody at that point.
You know,
I needed Moody right there.
And a day where we, and I think rightfully so, we gassed up Steve Kerr yesterday. We did, rightfully so, talking about him as one of, if not the best, Bay Area coach in sports history.
I'm nitpicking. I admit
it. No. He didn't have his best game, I thought, when it came to subs. I thought he panicked. Going away from Quentin Post, only 8 minutes for him. Like, you're going to need Quentin Post if you have a playoff series against that team. And for his confidence, too, like, I would have liked to see you go back to him, too. Just to see.
Okay.
Just a couple minutes. Like, just to see if things could go well with Quentin. Because the worst thing you could do is pull him out and then just not give him any more touches after
the game. Think about what he did with Pods the last 2 years. Anytime Pods struggled early in a game, he went back to the well with Pods and gave him opportunities to redeem
himself.
What
does that signal to you if you're a player? The coach has belief in you.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that Steve Kerr doesn't have belief in Post, because he's played him a bunch the last couple months. But in a game like that where it had like a playoff feel to it,
sure,
the way that Steve was doing these lineups, and quite frankly, he got a little tight, it felt like, at times. And going away, because he's going to his trusted veteran, Kevon Looney.
He did go to his trusted guys.
Like, the guys he trusts. So that tells me he doesn't have that trust quite yet in the Quentin Posts of the world, right? He went to Gui Santos, you know, the Gary Payton, he trusts Gary. And maybe he should have trusted Moses Moody a little bit more at times. Like,
look, maybe I'm just caught in a moment on Moody.
No.
But Moody was diving on the floor. There was a possession where Jimmy Butler dove on the floor.
I think it's fair.
And then Moody's diving on the floor, and I'm like, dude, this guy wants it, dude. And I just think that he doesn't get some of the same leeway as some of the other players. And look, GP2 hit a couple big threes. But like, those are the kind of games where, like, when GP2's hitting, just take it. That doesn't mean you got to roll with it the rest of the game. We know it's going to be streaky at best.
Steve Kerr yesterday on the natural letdown of yesterday's loss.
Just overall execution, you know, body language was bad. These are always tough nights. Like I said, you go into a game and the other team's best players are out, and it's like there's like this natural letdown. Even though you raise it, you bring it up, you talk about it, we got what we deserved for sure.
Get what you deserve.
Wow.
Like, that's, again, going back to the parenting style. You got what you deserve, and that's a great way of putting it, and I like that, because it's a no-nonsense, no-excuse business right now with the Warriors, and you can't afford to have slip-ups like you did yesterday, because you're going to be going on a road trip, and I get it. You're probably looking ahead. It's like, man, if we handle our business tonight, wow, no Jokic, no Murray. Wow, if we win this game, okay, we might be feeling good. Maybe we have a blowout. Maybe we could rest some guys. Oh, okay, we got the Bucks tomorrow, you know. Giannis and Kawhi, we'll see. We kind of handled them in Milwaukee, right? We look ahead to the schedule, and it's, oh, wow, you go on the road, and the Raptors finish up this homestand. The Hawks, they're not very good. Oh, the Miami Heat, they've been struggling. The Pelicans, the Spurs. Wow, we can really get fat and happy, and maybe we can get into the fifth or fourth seed. Like, I think that crept in their minds a little bit yesterday, Joe Shasky. And it showed in the first quarter and in the first half. And then they were just trying to claw and claw and claw, and they just couldn't. And that was a veteran performance and a well-coached game from Michael Malone. And conversely, it was the opposite for the Golden State Warriors. And I think it's as simple as that. And now all eyes, again, on Stephen Curry, whether he plays tonight. Should he play tonight? Should he not? 888-957-9570. Steve Kerr seems to think Steph is tired. Steph says he feels fine. But the back, like, I'm officially concerned about the back now. I'm officially concerned about it.
I might be the only one who feels this way. And that's fine. I'll be out on it. But they're not better without Steph Curry. No, I'll preface that. I still think they can win this game without Steph. Because I think we're underrating the contributions of the others, and I'm not ready. We just saw Denver rest two of their best players, and everyone else rose to the occasion. I need the rest of this roster to rise to the occasion on one night and give if that's what it takes, and we think that it's best for him to take a step, you know, down so that he can take a couple steps forward, come back Thursday, and he's rocking and rolling.
Well, this is the reason you acquired Jimmy Butler, is it not?
Yes, like, and so you can also stagger you games
like
back this. Now.
You have Kuminga now, so like you have.
And hopefully, Potts comes back.
Exactly. Well, that's what the expectation hopefully is, that Brandon Podziemski does make his return. Obviously, dealing with some back pains the last couple games. So,
and
hopefully
I think it'd be galvanizing for Jimmy Butler, because to me, I'm watching that game and I'm texting the thread, almost pulling my hair out. I go, guys, this is the Jimmy Butler. This is why you got him. Is on a night where Steph's kind of not got it going. Steph, you play decoy to Jimmy and let Jimmy cook. I wanted Jimmy to kind of go alpha mode, and he did a little, but not enough for my liking. I think tonight's a night where it's like, sit Steph, Jimmy and the boys, step up. Moody, step up. Pod, step up. I want to see Kuminga step up. I want to see Draymond step up. Like, and I'm not saying he needs to carry the load as a forefront scorer. I'm saying carry the load as a forefront playmaker. That's what I want.
I have seen Jimmy Butler, playoff Jimmy. I'm not asking for playoff Jimmy per se.
Yeah, I don't need 60 from Jimmy.
No, but I need that. That mindset.
Floor general.
I need that mindset that he brings into playoffs in a game like tonight. And against a team, hey, quite frankly, you've owned Jimmy, the Milwaukee Bucks.
It's a great call.
You've owned them. Giannis.
Great call.
You got headspace in that organization, James Butler III. So I want to see that tonight. By the way, speaking of Jimmy Butler, he also echoed the same sentiments of a natural letdown last night in a loss.
Yeah, but that's no excuse. I think that's when you get guys that play incredibly hard to prove that they belong in this league. Good for them. We just didn't bring it tonight from jump, no matter who was on the floor. I'm not going to say that we overlooked anybody. We weren't the most physical team. We didn't execute. We didn't get back. We didn't do anything that got us these wins as of late.
What I so appreciate that. Like
the leader right there.
We didn't overlook it. We didn't play well. We played soft. And he basically called them out in terms of toughness. And quite frankly, in back-to-back games, you kind of can. And I know that Draymond got the last laugh against Kat, and it was funny. Kat did dominate them.
He did.
And OG and Anobi did dominate them. Yeah. And then in back-to-back games, now you have Aaron Gordon dominating them. Well, guess who's on deck tonight?
It's the Greek Freak. One of the best big man, if not the best, in the game. We're going to talk about that on the other side. Plus, more of your calls, more of your texts. Plus, it's the day after a Warriors game, folks. It's time to play the game. We haven't done this with a lot of losses. I think it's our first time we've done it during a loss. Do you believe this team can win it all? We're going to play that game. We're going to start lining them up. 888-957-9570. That was a tough loss yesterday. That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Safeway. We're broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios, baby. Shout out Laughing Monk. I'm sure they were crushing it yesterday. I'm sure we'd like to see a Golden State Warriors win at Laughing Monk, but it is what it is. They'll try to do it today as Warriors Live comes to you at 6 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. Tip-off at 7. That's all coming up next. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, it's The Morning Roast.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
At
T-Mobile will give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. Ctmobile.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.